Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
It's not only non-Americans who are trying to replace U.S. sovereignty with global government. Bill Clinton told the United Nations that he wanted to put America into a web of treaties to set the ground rules for the emerging international system. Clinton's chief foreign policy advisor was notorious for his Time magazine article entitled "The Birth of the Global Nation." Talbot wrote that national sovereignty wasn't such a great idea after all, and he predicted that nationhood as we know it will be obsolete. All states will recognize a single global authority. After Bill Clinton failed to get congressional authorization for his war on Yugoslavia, his Secretary of State, Madeleine Albright, rationalized it by demanding that Yugoslavia surrender its sovereignty. She said, "Great nations who understand the importance of sovereignty at various times cede various portions of it in order to achieve some better good for their country." Bill Clinton signed the UN International Criminal Court Treaty, which would have locked us into a global judicial order. He urged us to accept the UN Treaty on the Rights of the Child, which would have set up a global committee to monitor the way parents raise their children. He and Al Gore were big fans of the Kyoto Protocol to the UN Treaty on Climate Change, which would have set up a global tribunal to control our energy use. Bill and Hillary Clinton demanded the UN Treaty on the Elimination of Discrimination Against Women, which would have created a global commission of feminist experts to regulate gender issues in our laws, customs, education, and wages. Every one of these Clinton-supported treaties would have grabbed a big slice of our sovereignty, but fortunately they were never ratified. Our Declaration of Independence is, in essence, a declaration of American sovereignty. Our freedom depends on it and on avoiding European mistakes. Americans must never accept any governing authority higher than the U.S. Constitution.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. For complete information on the World Trade Organization, the proposal to place American military forces under U.N. command, and the dangerous New World Order, write us at Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Ask for the latest on world government. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. best price coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $258 apiece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show. Now, the man who says it is as bad as you think, and they are out to get you, Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is a talk show with a country flavor and some common sense points of view. Well, is it as bad as you think or not? And I tell you, sometimes I think they are out there to get you. It's the old Bohica story, you know. I'm looking at our official figures here on how great the economy is. And it would be interesting to note just exactly how our experts come up with the economic outlook that they keep giving us. Now, I'm looking at some figures that are coming from the industries themselves, so I am reasonably sure that these figures are proper. Tyson's profit is up 65%. The fiscal second quarter profit suggests a surge 65% on higher prices for chicken, beef, and pork. McDonald's net income jumped 56%. RJR, and that's, of course, Reynolds Tobacco Holdings, they report earning increases rising the first quarter net up 72%. Kellogg's quarterly net income rose 34%. Despite the switch to the low-carb diet, Coca-Cola net rises 35%. Starbucks, full-year outlook as profit rose 53% in the second quarter. Archer Daniels Midland, net profits for their third quarter up 94%. So you see these, and the interesting thing about this is practically all of these corporations are consumer-oriented. In other words, they're selling food products, Coca-Cola, of course. We know what Coca-Cola sells. But food, tobacco, and drinks is what these corporations are. Now, does that mean that the rest of the nation is following along? How about these small manufacturing corporations that are out here in the boonies that have not been shipped to Mexico? And what about the ones that were sent to Mexico or China? For whatever it's worth, the U.S. trade deficit, and the U.S. trade deficit, of course, is the dollars for what we sell compared to the dollars for what we buy, increase slightly over $1 million a minute. In other words, we've been on the air here, let's see, almost 3 minutes. Our deficit, our trade deficit, have gone up a little over $3 million since I've been talking about this. Now, when the outgo exceeds the income, your upkeep becomes your downfall unless you're the federal government. And the federal government, through the Federal Reserve System, just keeps printing dollars. So, to finance these deficits, the United States has printed an equivalent amount. In other words, the feds have printed it, and the United States government borrows it from these federal bankers, which are not federal, they're international bankers. But anyway, one way or another, these new debts are added to the nation's foreign debts. It means more of the federal taxes that you and I pay are being sent to central bankers in China, Japan, Mexico, Taiwan, any other foreign entities and individuals. But most of the most of our debt is actually owed to Japan. I mean, a high percentage of it is. In fact, 40% of our debt is owned by foreigners. Foreign interest in buying stocks and bonds, they tell us now, though, may be slipping away. We've seen several consecutive months now where foreigners were net sellers of U.S. stocks. Japan appears not so keen on buying dollars to keep the price of the yen down, thus help its exports be more competitive. Japan already holds 16% of our treasury bonds, but they're buying fewer of them. Against the major foreign currencies, the dollar is down 19% since it peaked February of 2002. Now, let's put this in a perspective that you and I can comprehend a little better. My grandmother would have understood this very, very well because she was a hoarder of money. She always kept money in the house. Now, let's say that in February, when the dollar was at its high, you stashed 100 $100 bills. You're going to save this $10,000 for a rainy day, okay? Since February of 2000, you just lost 19 of those $100 bills because the dollar has dropped 19% since that time. At the present time, our nation's current account is a record, and we're talking about our deficit, $600 billion. Now, keep that in mind. We have with us today Craig Smith. He's our financial expert. He's with SwissAmerica.com, 1-800-BUY-COIN. Smith, Craig, what do you think?
You know, Terry, I was sitting there listening to those numbers, and I was thinking to myself, it really, you know, sometimes I get kind of negative about my industry because, you know, I have to deal with all the bad news. I'm almost like the morticianer, you know. I only get a call when there's misery. And yet, the way you just illustrated that, Derry, whether you have a third grade education or whether you have three master's degrees.
Barely the third grade.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, you know, whatever your level of education is, you understand how you just put that out. And we've got to grasp this as Americans. We have to understand that, yes, we're fighting Al-Qaeda, and yes, we have terrorism, and yes, we've got balance in budget, trade imbalances and unbalanced budgets in our economy. But at the end of the day, it's the little guy who's taking it in the shorts unless he's prepared against it. You know, just before we went on the air, you said, what are you paying for a gallon of fuel over there? I just paid $2.43.
Really?
For a gallon of gasoline. I'm in San Diego this week, and, you know, I filled up a car, and, you know, it hit me because we drove over here. I was on empty. $41, Derry, to fill up a tank of gasoline.
Hey, let's take a break. But there's no inflation, Greg. There's no inflation.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
America's overweight, and the chances are you might be also. If you're trying to shed a few pounds before you get into that bathing suit this summer, you're probably buying lots of fruits and vegetables. If you're concerned about keeping fruits and vegetables fresh until eaten, the Fruit Saver is a must for your kitchen or office. For instance, you can store bananas for up to 11 days, and they'll stay firm and yellow. It keeps that fresh, crisp flavor everyone craves. It's truly amazing, and it's on sale now for only $69.95. Call 1-800-695-7709. That's 1-800-695-7709. The Fruit Saver has a 4.5-quart capacity, and if you're not satisfied with the Fruit Saver, return it within 60 days for a full refund of the purchase price. Stop wasting money on fruit you simply throw away after a few days. And remember, the family that sees the fruit eats the fruit. And be sure to mention the Derry Brownfield Show when you order the Fruit Saver at 1-800-695-7709.
With terrorism on the increase worldwide today, Swiss America and I agree, now is the time to take proactive steps of preparation. But what can the average citizen do, you ask? Well, plenty. And it's all covered in a brand new educational DVD from Swiss America entitled Terrorism, America's Response, featuring dozens of simple but practical steps that we can all take to make sure that our family, our home, and our community is protected. I call it a citizen's crash course in counterterrorism. Get this. Swiss America has made a special arrangement with the producer and is offering this one-hour DVD, normally priced at $20, absolutely free of charge to my audience. So please, call the friendly folks at Swiss America today at 1-800-289-2646 and discover how easy it is to gain peace of mind in these uncertain times. Call today for your free Terrorism Response DVD. Located in rural Missouri is a place called Heartland, a modern-day city of refuge where men, women, and children can come and find hope in the various recovery programs offered by Pastor Charles Sharp and members of Heartland Community Church. The Heartland community includes Heartland Children and Youth Homes, Heartland Recovery Programs for adults, K-12 Heartland Christian Academy, Nations Harvest Bible College, and several businesses, including one of the largest dairy operations in the country. Every home, business, classroom, and job site at Heartland are filled with people who are reaching out with compassion of Jesus Christ to help those who are hurting. Heartland came into being as a result of prayer, and prayer continues to be the source of Heartland's daily harvest of miracles. Heartland is a true haven of spiritual healing. To learn more about Heartland, call 660-284-6212. That's 660-284-6212. Just mentioned, and we were talking about the economy here, how the dollar's lost 19% in the last couple of years. The takes 40-some dollars to fill up a gas tank now. And, you know, you and I can, we can hack that $40 gas tank. You know, all we have to do is not take our wives out to dinner some Friday evening, and right, we've got that dollar, that gas tank full of gas saved. But there are a lot of people out there, couples that have children, that had good jobs, that have been outsourced to other companies, and now they're working for $6 or $7 or $8 an hour. So, you know, and they have to get up in the morning and take the kids to school or take the kids to daycare or whatever, and then drive another hour through traffic to get to a job. That they can't survive.
No, it's becoming more and more difficult. And while we do have, you know, full or near full employment at 5.7%, and the jobless claims number came in today rather good, down 11,000, we still have a lot of people hurting in America. And for us to just write that off and say that, well, it's just part of how the whole, you know, ball of wax rolls, I think would be rather disingenuous. I think, though, things are coming to a head, Derry, and I think that soon we're going to see things starting to break around the edges that are not going to be very pretty. I just heard your commercial for the DVD on Swiss America about terrorism.
Right.
This week, as you know, Sunday night, Secretary of Homeland Security Tom Ridge announced that all the sites that have now come under scrutiny and have been under surveillance by al-Qaeda for years now are financial in nature. I got calls from CNBC, Fox News, WABC Radio. That's why it's so wonderful to do your program today, because I can say whatever I want.
I thought you were going to say you could practice on me.
Yeah, well, what I love about your program is you say, hey, Craig, you share your heart. Don't hold back, you know. And on those networks, if I say the wrong thing, they say, well, thank you for being with us, and click, I'm gone, you know.
Nice.
So I have to temper my words, but I've been all over the networks. I did 16 interviews on Tuesday alone talking about this heightened level of security and the potential problems that it's going to create. And that DVD, just so you know, if your listeners haven't responded to it, they're probably out of luck, because when we went on WABC and Fox News, we had over 150,000 hits to the website.
Really?
And I know we got over 4,000 phone calls, and there are only 10,000 DVDs there, so I would hurry up and get one if you want to get one. But the point I'm trying to make is, al-Qaeda is going to attack again, Derry, We know that for a fact. I have a Bloomberg press release. I'm sure you've seen it right now. Al-Qaeda plans pre-election attacks. They've interrogated this fellow that says that within 60 days of the election, that's the plan that Al-Qaeda has to attack. They've added to the list of targets the Bank of America building in San Francisco. So now it's not just the East Coast, it's the West Coast. I'm saying all that to say this, Derry. We're going to be hit again. It's going to have a devastating impact on the economy. It's going to throw us, what I believe, is into another recession or possibly a depression. And as a direct result of that, it's going to really force the Fed's hand, because where did they go at 1% interest rates? We've got a mess on our hands.
Hey, let's take a break.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $258 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, and veterinarians are having with Silver 400. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 800 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, HIV, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 400. In 2001, antibiotics saved no one from anthrax. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found silver 400 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely with the help of MSP Research. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 350 pages. Give us a call at 334-493-0420 and see why doctors in five countries use silver 400 orally, topically, and in IV solutions. 334-493-0420.
And we have returned. Craig, you're talking about what could happen here. Tom Ridge is talking about another attack, this time on our financial industries. You know, I don't know. The day after 9-1-1, or maybe the day or two after 9-1-1, I drove to Alamogordo and I had the radio on. And you know, they stopped all air flights.
Right.
Planes were
grounded.
We're grounded at that time. And I actually expected that we would see a police state. I think that's what this is all about. And the fact that they grounded the air flights and you couldn't travel by air, you know, I was driving across Missouri, Oklahoma, Texas, New Mexico. And I thought, well, you know, it's still a free country. We can still travel where we want to travel. We don't have to have a passport. We don't have to have our papers, so to speak, although we do have to have papers that we carry in our vehicles. But, you know, this time, it wouldn't surprise me at all if we didn't see a true police state with martial law and you're not going to be able to leave your state or the roads are going to be closed or something of that nature.
Well, if we have another attack, you could be right. For all those people, Derry, for years that have been saying, Derry Brownfield, you know, a police state, you're just paranoid. Well, not so, my friend, because as you said, several days after.
Yeah, it lasted a while.
You bet you couldn't travel. They restricted your travel, and if you remember correctly, Derry, you couldn't get in or out of certain buildings without virtually being strip searched and have a body cavity search done on you. Now, look, I'm all for keeping the country safe, and I think we need to implement the necessary steps to keep us safe. But to do that and then say that you can't profile somebody, I mean, my gosh, Derry, if I have a guy, forgive me for this, that looks like he's from a Middle Eastern descent, and he's walking into a high-rise building in downtown Phoenix in 110-degree weather with a long winter coat on, I think I have a right to call a policeman and say, we better check this out. And that's where the problem lies. And I have always believed that somewhere along the way there's going to be a trigger event in our finances that will finally cause the trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars worth of debt that we've amassed to finally be zeroed out. It's happened with every currency throughout the history of the world, and sooner or later it has to happen with America.
How would they zero out our debt through a financial disaster?
Just like your grandmother's scenario was. They would take your $100 bills and put a line through them and make them $10 bills. They'd take your $1 bill and put a line through it and make it worth 10 cents. The way that you monetize the debt is devalue the currency. We've been doing that slowly over the last 30 years. We just need to expedite the process.
All right, but we're not actually monetizing the debt, because every time we spend more money, we print more money, and then we borrow more money.
Let me take those words back. In essence, we are monetizing the debt right now, but what you have to do is take the unit that you're monetizing with and devalue it. If I borrow 10,000 somethings from you, I want to be able to pay them back with 5,000 of something other that you'll take in exchange. I want to get more bang for my buck. Matter of fact, there's a parable in the Bible about this. Remember when the guy sees he's going to lose his job, and he goes to the guy and says, how much does you owe my master? Well, he owes 50 bushels. Okay, write down, he owes you 25. I mean, you know, there's a parable about this in the Bible. And we've got to understand that we can only violate certain economic principles, certain biblical principles, certain constitutional principles for so long, and then it hits the fan, Derry. And I'm convinced that terrorism is the trigger event, and Osama bin Laden's not stupid. He knows about this. When we get back from the break, I'm reading a book about the bin Laden family. I don't think Americans have a clue. Saudi Arabia is not our friend. We think they are. Go get the Saudi newspapers. Every day they talk about the great Satan and how much they hate this country. Yet we think we're their friends?
Yeah, I have seen the same kind of information that you have. I guess it's in that book. But how the Muslims train their children in school to use guns, and how they teach little kids how to make bombs and this sort of thing to destroy the infidels.
In our DVD, Derry, that's why I hope we haven't run out before your people get a copy of them. In our DVD, we show the madrasas in the training camps and how they influence these children at early ages. You'll see these kids rocking in their prayer groups, being told, kill the infidels, destroy America. And yet, we'll sit there with the Saudi sheikh and say, thank you very much for giving us all this oil. You're such wonderful allies. You allowed us on your soil during Gulf War I, and we're such great partners. They hate us, Derry, and now they own a huge amount of our debt. It's not just Germany, Japan, and China anymore. It's Saudi Arabia. How has that set you on fire, my friend?
Well, that, excuse me, that and the fact that I'm looking at some figures here. I don't know if you've seen this or not, and I don't think we'll have time before the commercial break. But how much these foreign currencies have gone up above the United, what percent increase they have taken over the U.S. dollar. Zimbabwe, for example, I don't know what kind of currency they have there, but it's now 6,961% higher against our dollar than it was.
Every currency in the world has strengthened against the U.S. dollar. Now, we're being told this is good. It'll help us manufacture and be more competitive overseas. It's nonsensical. We're getting ready to lower the standard of living in America while we raise the standard of living across the world.
And we already are lowering the standard of living, and we're going to lower ours if we don't take a break, because this is what keeps my standard of living up. We'll be right back after these messages. No, let me see. We're not. This is not a regular day. This is a day that Craig Smith is with me. And, Craig, I'll tell you what.
You owe your stations.
I do. A 10-second station break starting right.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Hey, Jack Blood here. It's been said that those who do not learn from history are doomed to repeat it. It's hard to learn from history, though, with the propaganda, lies, and blatant omissions webbed together by the controlled mediums we count on for our information. That's why the Barnes Review is so valuable to researchers like myself. This review carries titles such as Andrew Jackson's Prophetic Warnings, Why Civilizations Self-Destruct, or House of Rothschild, one of my all-time favorites. Why not call the Barnes Review now to receive your copy of their bi-monthly newsletter? Buy $50 worth of books and get a discount on your subscription. The Barnes Review, 877-773-9077. That's 877-773-9077. Or view them online right now at www.barnesreview.com. Or just click on our link at jackblood.com. We'll see you there.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
SaveOnCommunications.com is a proven leader in online communications since 1995. If it's the lowest bill you're looking for, not just the lowest rate, SaveOnCommunications is the answer. They help businesses and residential customers shop the absolute best values in communication products and services available on the market today. Visit them online at www.SaveOnCommunications.com and start saving up to 70% today. Or call toll-free at 1-866-815-6343.
Was basically Osama bin Laden's sister-in-law. And when September 11th happened, she knew who it was, and she knew what was occurring. And what was fascinating about this read is she lived under the oppression of a woman in Saudi Arabia, and you start to understand that the Saudi lifestyle, Barry, in order to save face, you are allowed to do anything. You're allowed to lie, you're allowed to kill, you're allowed to steal. Whatever it takes to save face, this is what you do. Well, you've got to take that and then put it in the context of a nation who 100 years ago is sitting on the greatest wealth in the history of the world in the form of oil. They don't know how to harvest it. In come these Westerners. We show these people how to harvest this oil. And because they weren't able to do it on their own, there's this deep inner hatred, almost a jealousy, if you will, towards us for helping them harvest their natural resources. Not a gratefulness, not a thankfulness like you get from a Judeo-Christian ethic, but just the opposite. You get an anger, a hatred. We should have been able to do this ourselves. That has been bred in their society for years. So now, all of a sudden, we are dependent on people who hate us. If you read the Saudi papers, I'd love to do this, Darius. As a matter of fact, I'm going to try and do this. I'm going to try and see if they'll deliver to you in your part of the neck of the woods some of the Saudi newspapers. I'll buy you a subscription and read it for a year. Every day on the front page, you will see an article that refers to America as the great Satan. Every day, you will see articles about how we need to be destroyed. Now, this is coming from a nation who claims to be our ally, who claims that we're in partnership with them in OPEC. I mean, think about it, Derry. They're saying, well, we really want oil at about $25 a barrel. Hey, it's real simple, Derry. Oil's 44 bucks a barrel today. All King Fahd has to do is come out tomorrow and say, we have now officially priced our oil at $25 a barrel, and we're selling every barrel to America for $25 a barrel. Guess what the price becomes, Derry?
$25 a barrel.
You bet your life. It's a lie, Derry. They're lying. They're lying because they understand the depreciation of the money. They understand they're getting shortchanged at 25 bucks a barrel because the U.S. dollar has lost against all these currencies, as you just pointed out. And so they're going to continue this charade and continue to rape the American public until the day comes where they either take us over financially or they disrupt our way of life enough so that we come under the heel of the oppressive Islamic religion. It's not going to happen, Derry, because you have people like me and you and others who listen to this program that will fight it to the death, even if we have to spill our blood to do so, because we're told that one day we might have to stand up and say, yes, I am or I am not a Christian. But make no mistake about it, Derry, this is a religious war. It's been going on for a number of years. Can I say this on Fox News? Heavens no. Can I say it on CNBC? They cut me off on the third syllable. But this is the reality of what we're facing, and if we don't wake up and smell the coffee, and if pastors in America don't start teaching from the Bible the revelation and what is occurring in the world and how it ties into Bible prophecy, we're going to wake up one day very disheartened in America.
You know, you mentioned how we're dealing with our enemies on this, and we're becoming not only trading with the enemy, but we are also becoming totally tied to that amount of trade. In other words, we're not going to be able to do anything without these people's help. China is another good example of that. China has told us time and time again that we are their number one enemy. Yet we're sending money over there. We're building up China. We're buying goods from China. Our companies are moving to China. And yet the Communist Party, what do we call that Communist Party over there? The People's Republic of China. They say America is their number one enemy.
And here's what's amazing. You just bring up a great point, Derry. We have now become totally dependent, because what have we been told by government over the last 20 years? It's a global society. We need to globalize. We need to become part of the community. It started with the Clintons. Remember Hillary? It takes a village. It was all about how we've got to become part of the global community. Well, look, I'm not an isolationist, but we also have to face facts that we are the only superpower on the world left. And superpowers don't remain superpowers by pacifying and coddling people. We do so by saying, hey, we want to be fair and we want to be right about things, but at the end of the day, we're going to lead, we're not going to follow. And we've been put behind the UN where we're just one of the followers now. Well, that's not going to happen. And that's exactly what John Kerry wants. What does John Kerry want? If he becomes president, his exact words, he's going to go to the UN, get cooperation from the UN to straighten out the mess in Iraq. That would be the worst thing that ever happened to this nation, Derry.
I'm going back to the financial markets. You mentioned earlier in the program that Tom Ridge said there would be an attack on the financial industry or whatever.
Well, he said there'd be an attack, and he listed all the financial entities.
Right, right.
It was Condoleezza Rice who said they tried to shut down our financial system, so I wanted to clarify.
Okay, what would that do? How are they going to shut down the financial system, and what would be the repercussions of that?
Well, first off, they can't shut it down like they did last time, because they wiped out the building where the stock market was housed. This time, we've prepared for that. Everything's off-site, so they couldn't shut the markets down where they couldn't function. But what would happen, because Wall Street hates uncertainty so much, you'd see a tremendous impact on the stock market if we had an attack tomorrow. You'd see stock market drop 500-600 points.
All right, but banks would remain open, would they not?
It depends. if all of a sudden, let's say they hit the Citigroup building and let's say they hit the Prudential building, just as an example, and all of a sudden they've listed other buildings, how many of those employees are going to want to go to work, Derry? I mean, I'm not telling people that they're going to destroy the American economy. I'm saying they're going to have a profound impact on it. They didn't take us down on September 11th, but they did cause a 1,000-point drop in the stock market. We lost a million jobs over it. We lost $1 trillion worth of wealth. We had gold go from 280 to 400. You had oil go from $33 a barrel to $45 a barrel. We had a 19% loss in our currency as a direct result of 9/11. So will they totally destroy us? No. But they're going to hurt us, Derry. And that's what we're trying to warn people about. And what was amazing to me when Tom Ridge came out with this list of all these financial institutions, CNBC and Fox and WABC, all those people started calling me. They said, hey, didn't you talk about this in a newsletter or a press release or something you sent us a couple months ago? And they started welcoming me on talking about it right up until I started talking about the religious end of it. Then, of course, they didn't want to hear about it.
You know, I had an interesting experience about a year ago. I had a speaking engagement for the Association of Bank Examiners. Now, don't ask, but I've done this. This is about the third time they've hired me back. Not that I know anything about banking and bank examiners, but we always have fun. So they had me speak, but while I was waiting there to, you know, I attended the conference, we had three bankers from Southwest Missouri that spoke. Now, these three bankers, and we talk about banks being destroyed, these three bankers had their banks totally destroyed by tornadoes. It hit. It made national news, if you remember, about a year ago in Southwest Missouri.
Yeah, I do remember.
It just wiped out a couple little towns down there. And the banks were gone.
But they had backup. They had the memories of their accounts and everything off-site, if I remember correctly. So they
in most cases, I believe in all three cases, the vault stood.
Right.
You know, the tornado could not destroy the vault. But the interesting thing was that they opened those banks on another site. If I remember right, each one of these people had a different story to tell, but they all did about the same thing. And they went back to banking just exactly like they did 100 years before.
Right.
In other words, they started using the white slip was for income, and the pink, the orange slip or something was for money drafts, and
exactly.
they just operated on a table in a building, and they carried on the same business they would have carried on had the bank not blown away.
Right, and you know, Derry, we've had that personal experience at Swiss America, you know, where we had a system crash once, and we went back to our old-fashioned way, and we still conducted our business till they brought it all back up. So American finance is going to continue to function, but you got to remember, Derry, if you had a stock account that had 100 grand in it before 9/11, after 9/11 you had a stock account that had about 70 grand in it. And this is, and now the market's come back, which is great, but we're getting ready for another attack again. And this is what I'm trying to warn people about. Osama bin Laden realizes he cannot kill 275 million people. But he knows he can disrupt our financial system. And in his warped sense of reality, he believes if he does that, we're going to bow our knee and give him what he wants. Most people don't know that there are three things that Osama bin Laden wants. And I don't know how close we are to a break here.
Well, we have about 30-some seconds.
Okay, well, I can do it in 30 seconds. Number one, he wants America to get out of the Middle East, just like we got out of Vietnam. He wants us to quit and leave and go home. Number two, he wants to control the Saudi oil flow. He wants the 75% of the world oil in his hands to take care of his business. And number three, he wants the weapons of mass destruction and the nuclear capabilities of Pakistan so he can turn them on Israel. That's what he wants. He won't get it, but that's what he's attempting.
Well, they're all after Israel, but let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You'll
will never have to set the time again with the Atomic Watch from LaCrosse Technology. I know, it sounds too good to be true, but this stylish watch is automatically updated from the most precise clock in North America. Never worry about being late because your watch was set incorrectly. This ultra-accurate, radio-controlled timepiece also has a perpetual day and date calendar. The best part is, it can be yours today for just $49.95. Call 1-800-695-7709. Not only is it accurate, but it's sharp, too. You'll never want another timepiece once you've experienced the thrill of the Atomic Watch. What are you waiting for? It's a great gift for anyone who values precision and technology. Call 1-800-695-7709. Try the Atomic Watch for 60 days, and if you're not satisfied, return it for the full purchase price. And mention the Derry Brownfield Show when ordering the Atomic Watch at 1-800-695-7709.
Almost 1 million Americans got something that they didn't want last year, a heart attack. Okay, so that's bad news for those people, but that's not you, right? Do you barely have time for breakfast or lunch, only fast food or a quick snack, not enough sleep, and very little or no physical activity? Is this starting to sound a little too familiar? It's our lifestyle and diet that's killing us. But there is a solution.
Now you can take simple steps that may help avoid future heart attack, emergency room, angioplasty, and bypass heart surgery with chelation therapy.
Cardio One is chelation therapy made easy. Cardio One removes arterial plaque from your body, and that may help reduce your risk of heart attack by as much as 85% and improve your overall health dramatically. Get your 30-day supply of Cardio One today. To order, send $43.95 check, cash, or money order to Cardio One, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. That's Cardio One, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
Water. They say we should be drinking 8 glasses a day to stay healthy. But what if the only source for you and your daughter came from the same pond where cattle drink? One teeming with guinea worm larvae, typhoid, and cholera. In the West African country of Ghana, the parents of 10-year-old Fatima Ibrahim suffered the draconian effects of guinea worm disease for years. But Fatima and others in her community have been spared thanks to 2 new wells paid for by World Vision sponsors, who for $26 a month sponsor a child here in Ghana. But other children are still in need of things as vital as water. Please consider sponsoring a child like Fatima.
Call 1-888-WV-HOPE-1. That's 1-888-WV-HOPE and the number 1. World Vision needs your help to help others. Call toll-free 1-888-WV-HOPE-1 and change a child's life with just $26 a month. Call World Vision at 1-888-WV-HOPE-1.
We're back. Let's go to the telephones. Wayne in Virginia. Hi, Wayne. You're on the air.
Hey, Mr. Brownfield and Mr. Smith. I'm puzzled, Mr. Smith. Maybe 10 years ago, 15 years ago in the Christian community, the so-called prophecy time clock put a pall in people's hearts where they didn't want to send their sons or treasure to fight for the approaching New World Order. And now here at this time, it sounds like you're beating the drum to drive the evangelical Christian community into this nationally suicidal, constitutionally suicidal conflict. I don't understand your earnestness about it. It's not a Christian undertaking whatsoever.
I'm not sure I understand what you mean.
Well, earlier in the program, you made
all I suggested is that Christians wake up and understand this is a time for us to rejoice. I mean, if the Bible is true, and I believe it's the complete and inerrant word of God, there's a time coming for us. It's going to be a very exciting time, but there's going to also, depending upon whether you're a pre-tribulation, post-tribulation, or mid-tribulation rapturist, there could be some very difficult times between now and the time that the Lord comes.
Sir, I understand that, but you said this was a religious war. This is our contest. It is time for us to expend our blood and treasure to dominate the resources of Asia and Central
Asia. No. You totally misunderstood me. That is exactly what Islam is doing. Where did I suggest that we expend our blood for this, sir?
I'm sure it would be interesting to look at the tape for the past 10 minutes, but
I'd love to listen to the tape. I try to make it clear that Islam is trying to put the world underneath its heel. That's their ultimate goal. If you read the Saudi newspapers, they clearly believe that the world should go back to the days of the Ottoman Empire when they ruled the world in their minds. They believe the world is askew. They believe Western civilization is the great Satan, that sex, drugs, and rock and roll have destroyed our society, and the only hope for mankind in the world today is to go back to Muhammad's teaching in Islam.
Well, your endorsement for the war was very evident in the line of conversation.
Well, let's move along here.
Derry, please, give me just a second with this guy. What do you mean my endorsement for... Are you suggesting I definitely believe we should be in Iraq, if that's what you're saying.
Well, this is a conclusion of a long policy on the part of our dear friends in Israel to see the United States deeply embroiled in the Middle East, and we're playing their game to the max.
Okay, well, let's go along.
If he truly believes that, Derry, I really feel sorry for this man. I mean, he's apparently read some stuff that, well, that, you know, I guess...
Hey, I get this all the time. Don't worry about it. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. When we come back, I have an interesting email that I would like to share with you following the last time that, Craig, you were on the air with me. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
For the last few years, I've talked about financial protection and diversification with my friends at Swiss America. The Associated Press reported that Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan recently said huge federal budget deficits threaten the nation's long-term economic stability as he raised new concerns about impending problems in Social Security and Medicare. He was speaking before the banking conference. Greenspan said he was more concerned about the budget deficit than the soaring trade deficit. He also warned a day of reckoning will come. Now, what does this mean for interest rates, currency values, and the price of gold? Please call my friend at Swiss America Trading at 1-800-289-2646. That spells 1-800-BUYCOIN. Ask for their special report, Gold, the Color of Hope, and the Right to Own Gold. Please act now to protect your money. Call Swiss America today, 1-800-BUYCOIN. Friends, neighbors, and fellow Americans, you know as well as I do that our freedoms are under attack in this country. To stand and fight alone is courageous, but not often very effective, and can be quite discouraging. But you don't have to stand alone. When you join with others willing to do the right thing, there is strength in numbers, and that is why it's important to join the Paragon Foundation. When you become a member of the Paragon Foundation, you join like-minded, freedom-loving Americans that have decided enough is enough. It's time to get tough and fight back. That's exactly what the Paragon Foundation does, fight back. The Paragon Foundation picks the battles that regain lost ground and protect long-held rights and freedoms. But to win the battle, we need to stand together. And you need a well-funded war chest to equip the troops. And you can help by becoming a Paragon Foundation member today. Call toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 877-847-3443. And we're back. The last time you were on the air, Craig, the next day I received this letter. It's concerning Ron Paul, but it was not from him. It says, please forward... I may have sent this to you because it said, please forward this to the corn guy.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. I never have to miss a Derry show. That might just be a fate worse than death. Well, almost. Thanks, guys. But it has to do with the Federal Reserve Board Abolition Act. Are you familiar with this?
Yes, and I was forwarded the information on it, and it's very fascinating. And I hope Ron Paul moves forward with it, because while I think it's going to have a very difficult time even getting out of committee, at least we should start the dialogue.
You know, I attended the Freedom 21 meeting in their conference in Reno, Nevada earlier this month. Well, not this month, but back in July. And Ron Paul was one of the featured speakers there. And he did a tremendous job. But he said some things that I thought were really interesting, and I'd like to share them with you and our listeners. But he made the comment that, first of all, he votes against practically everything that is on the floor of the House in Washington, D.C. You know, he is a representative from Texas.
Right.
He said, I just vote against everything. And he said the people in Washington, they think they have to compromise. He said, I don't compromise at all. He said, if it's unconstitutional, I vote against it. And he says 97% of whatever things that they try to pass is unconstitutional, so I vote against them. And he said they even tried to change his district so that he would be at a greater disadvantage when he was going to run this last time.
Right.
And he said he came home, you know, and then the Congress was at recess, or not in session. Then he goes back, and they said, well, you know, how do you how are you going to have any problems in the election this year? And he says, well, no, not really. He says they can't get anybody to run against me. And it was kind of funny, you know, because the people in Washington think if they don't compromise, if they don't keep everybody happy, they're not going to get reelected. Yet here's a guy that stands up for the Constitution, makes all the Democrats and Republicans mad at him, but he goes home and his people love him.
Yeah, and you know where this comes from, Derry? Most people that run for office now, they go to these political advisors, these aficionados of the Republican and Democratic Party. You know who I'm talking about. We see the talking heads on TV all the time, the analysts, and they go in and they show them how to mechanically win an election instead of just doing the old-fashioned campaigning of going to the people and saying, here's what I believe in, here's what I stand for, you give me the shot, I'm going to be honest and truthful. Ron Paul is one of the truly honest patriots of America today. I mean, this man has done more to fight in his lifetime for honest money and real government than any elected official we've ever had. And as you say, look at him. He keeps getting reelected, Derry. The people love him. And if we could have more people like Ron Paul show up on the scene, but think about it. His first election came at a time when everybody who ran for office didn't come under this media scrutiny. I mean, now you run for office, next thing you know, they want to know who you slept with and so on and so forth. And, of course, while there are plenty of men that can pass that test like me or you, the newer generation is kind of rough to pass this new standard they have, Derry.
Well, anyway, what do you think about the Federal Reserve Abolition Act?
I think it's a great idea. As I said, I don't think it's going to go anywhere because you're not going to see the powers to be vote to close their own bank down.
It's House Resolution, I guess, H.R.
Right.
2778, for anybody that is more interested in it.
Right.
It would abolish the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System and the Federal Reserve Banks, to repeal the Federal Reserve Act and for other purposes.
Right. What it would basically do is make null and void the Federal Reserve Act of 1913, which was nothing more than an updated version of the Jekyll Island Accords that were signed on Jekyll Island by 12 of the most powerful bankers in the world.
And, Craig, we're out of time.
Good being with you, Derry.
Okay. It's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds and we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails.
Happy trails to you.
available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.